Ambrovena uncoiled the rope which the Mad Hog had used to restrain Diggler. She began binding Trigget until he could not move a paw. Tossing the rope over a branch growing midway up a nearby hornbeam, she hoisted him into the air, securing the rope's end around a lower limb. She left him dangling. Jiddle yanked on the rope, watching the unfortunate beast bounce up and down. The Witherspike Hog smirked.
"There now, laugh that off!"
Having reinforced Trigget's old raft with the willow trunk, the entire party boarded it. They pushed off onto the water meadow, in full view of their former tormentor, waving mocking farewells.
"Goodbye now. Don't forget to finish that nice big house off some day after you're loose."
"Aye, and don't go paddling. There's still some pike left. They aren't too fussy about what they eat."
"Nothing worse than hanging about, is there?"
Diggs was in such high spirits at the prospect of good food that he composed a shanty right there and then.
A sailing off on the water meadows fills us coves with glee. Think of all those hot-baked scones and dainty things to scoff at tea. Yo ho ho, let the wild winds blow as we roar hungrily. Belay, cast off, set a course to scoff for my little mates and me. A pastille'll do and a tart or two served by a maiden fair. But long as the tuck keeps coming fast, by golly, we don't care. Yo ho ho, let the wild winds blow and fish swim in our wake. Ahoy, set sail for nut brown ale and a chunk of old fruit cake.
Jinty fluttered her eyelashes at the tubby hair.
"Did any beast teach you to sing, Mr. Diggs?"
Diggs puffed his chest out proudly.
"No. Why do you ask?"
She smiled innocently.
"Oh, nothing really, but it might have been nice if they had."